Hello and welcome to Send Parenting Balance podcast. My name is Katie Walker and I talk all things parenting children with autism, ADHD, PDA, and any other associated mental health difficulties. Today's podcast is titled Grounding Your Roots so that you can grow with strength. Today's podcast is slightly different to any other podcast I have done because I would like to talk about a recent TikTok that I have seen. But before we go into that, let's start this podcast with the validation that little things aren't that little when you are a carer or parent of a child with autism, ADHD, PDA, or any other associated mental health difficulties. Back to this TikTok. I recently watched a TikTok just the other day of a mum that had a child with additional health needs that had arranged to meet her friend, in which the friend cancelled last minute. And this poor mum felt as if her world had collapsed all around her. And although this mum had empathy for the friend that cancelled and the reasons that were put forward, she still felt really hurt and also isolated. And it got me to thinking how I too have been in places, in very similar places, where that does hurt, where it's very isolating and lonely, and how I can imagine this has also happened, or maybe a familiar feeling amongst other SEND parents or carers too. You see, when you are a parent or carer to a child with needs of any description, life changes. The isolation and loneliness is crippling. To be honest, even the word crippling doesn't quite do it justice. It's absolutely devastating to see parents and carers transition from thriving in a professional world with a career, aspirations, dreams, hobbies, a lunch break, friends, and connections all around them, whether that be connections with places such as work or people such as friends. And then suddenly transition into being a parent or carer of a neurospicy child that can then feel life closing in on them. It can become very isolating and very lonely. And also very difficult for others to understand, others looking in. All humans need connections with both people and places, ideally, somewhere to grow their roots and feel like they belong. If a special needs parent or carer does have a place to put their roots, you may find that they become very attached to the personal place that they have put their roots down in and prioritize it very high. And so they should. For example, some people prioritise their employment second to the needs of their child because it's the only piece of them that they have alongside their caring responsibilities. Others may prioritise that one special friend, perhaps another SEND parent or carer, because they really do understand. Some may prioritise that one hobby that they're just about managing to hold on to. And of course, if you have any of these at all, then you may be considered very lucky because there are loads of parents and carers out there that have none of the above at all. So back to the lady in the TikTok video. I get it. I wholeheartedly feel her pain. I have been there and I still find myself there from time to time. That one special thing that you may have been looking forward to for the last 2 weeks, that light at the end of the tunnel, that reason to get up earlier to make an effort to shower and put your makeup on, just cancelled. And although we can have empathy for the reason why, wow, that can still hurt. You may wonder, when will the next time be that I will get to speak to someone, that I will have a connection with someone? I will have something to look forward to. You see, for those who aren't able to work, for those that can't get a babysitter, for those that can't follow through with any hobbies or social activities, or attend those meetups with friends, then that one meetup that was cancelled would have meant the absolute world. That meetup may have been the only thing worth hanging on for in that week. And therefore, the tears and the upset associated with the loss of that meetup with a friend should be completely understood and validated. You see, when you have a special needs isolated world, the small things aren't very small at all. In fact, the small things are massive. Sure, somebody who has friends and playground chats every day may not be able to understand why that means so much, because their world is already full of connections without them even really knowing it. But when your world is the opposite, trust me, even someone saying hello when passing you in the street means the world. I know because I've been there. If that person that this lady was meeting was somebody she could really connect with, that is somebody who really understood her emotions attached to parenting her child with health needs, then my goodness, yes, I would have felt hurt too. When we have, and I say we because this has been me too at times, no hobbies, no friends, nothing but appointments with professionals, which, let's be honest, are full of parental stigma, no babysitter for respite or sleep, and no partner or family at home other than the child or children you're caring for, then those little things are absolutely massive. I only wish that people around me knew this for themselves. It may make them see just how much popping in for that 10-minute cuppa would mean, or that text to ask how I am would make me smile. I remember a friend once counselling in the same way that happened to that lady in this TikTok video that I'm talking about. And I knew that the next time I was seeing that friend was another 2 weeks away. So I had to wait 4 weeks, and believe me, it felt like a punch in the gut. Connection with people and places is paramount if we are to have good mental health. If you are a carer or a parent to a special needs child or a child with health needs, then you are already under huge sacrifice and strain, and so this becomes even more paramount. However, even more harder to achieve, in fact, impossible for some, like me in the past. This can be a fitness class you regularly attend. Perhaps this connection could be a best friend that you meet in person or on FaceTime. Perhaps this connection could be a volunteer role or an employed role, to name a few. This connection just needs to be something separate, either with a person or a place, ideally both, from your caring duties and anxieties. As parents or carers of special needs children or children with health needs, we can often have hobbies, but they're done alone. And so, although you're able to use these hobbies to switch off the mind from the anxieties, you are still unable to feel a sense of connection with something or someone. I personally am a great example of this. I run alone, amazing for my own mental health and releasing frustrations, but there's no connection. I sometimes go to the gym alone, no connection. I walk the dog alone, very little connection. Now, although I have no connection in these things, I am grateful that I have them because, of course, there was once a time when I didn't have any of these things or any connection as well. And so it's certainly progress. But I am humble enough to know that some of you may be listening to this and only wish that you too had some alone time, and I understand that. But still, in these activities that I do alone, there's no connection with others. And therefore, over time, this can make us incredibly lonely. Even though during these activities, there can be people around, i.e., in the gym or on my dog walks. Have you ever felt lonely, even in a room full of people? Even to people that you might be talking to? If you have, then that's because there's no connection. Connection with someone is important and crucial to good mental health. Growing your roots is paramount. After connection, it's important that we can grow our roots, and that is fully trust in the person or place that you're connecting to and lay down some roots. Perhaps this is why so many parents of children with autism, ADHD, and/or PDA and other associated mental health difficulties connect instantly to other SEND parents, and they're able to grow their roots quickly because there is instantly an unsaid understanding and empathy. There's no explanation needed. Suddenly, amongst other parents in this way, you may feel at home, accepted. These are all aspects that in the mainstream world are hard to achieve. As parents and carers, we live in a discriminatory world, a discriminatory system. And no matter what road you take, inevitably and unfortunately, you may hit many dead ends and be made to feel less than, unworthy, a bad parent. I could go on. Because this world, this SEND world, is so discriminatory, and you can't get out of it no matter how hard you try. I am, of course, assuming that you don't live off-grid when I say this. Then any glimmer of light from real connection with a person or place is a glimmer of something special, and it is ridiculously important. If that one connection to a person or a place cancels plans, then it's going to feel unproportionate, even unlogical to the hurt it can cause. But quite rightly so, if your own world is so small. We need to allow ourselves the space and acceptance to feel those feelings, the acceptance to understand that those small things aren't so small, and that we need to grow our roots in places and people because connection is important for good mental health. If connection is only able to be achieved once every 4 weeks for an hour, then yes, it's a big deal. That's okay that it's a big deal. Your world may be small. Do not feel that you shouldn't feel those feelings. Accept it. Your connection will understand, and empathy can go both ways. This connection that I talk of is also so true in families. If, like me, you only have a handful of people in your family and nothing else, then it's even more important that the connection is there and that you can feel safe to grow your roots. And then you have the feeling of belonging amongst these people in regards to your own world and your caring responsibilities. Should you be made to feel on edge or unable to connect, then the relationship can be difficult and very upsetting. If it becomes hard work due to lack of understanding for your child's needs or disabilities, then this is not a connection, particularly if you find yourself constantly educating others on your child's requirements. The feeling of belonging is so much more important if you are a parent or carer of a child with mental or physical health needs, because wherever you take the child, their needs need to be understood in order for you to feel less anxiety and safe. Let me explain. If you're at someone's house and they don't believe in special needs, they just think it's naughty behaviour, the likelihood is that you're not going to feel a sense of belonging in that space or with that person because there's no connection, no connection of understanding. It can make it harder for parents and carers to find belonging in places. Speaking from personal experience, these places are rare and valued when they are found, because it certainly is not within mainstream education or any local soft play centres. So, a question for you: how many true connections do you have, either with people or with places? For me, my combined answer of people and places is three true connections. My connections are people or places that I feel a sense of belonging, a place I can be authentically me and receive understanding without question. A place I can grow my roots and belong. Within these three connections, I usually get one exposure each month to feeling the benefits of this connection. This means that if there is a cancellation, I may indeed have to wait another 4 weeks before I feel a sense of connection again. Even saying this out loud sounds absolutely atrocious. That is so little. And I know so many of you will have a similar setup. This isolation, this loneliness and connection is such a small part of being a parent or carer of neurospicy children or children with healthcare needs. This doesn't even come close to covering what we go through within a week. It is only a very small chapter of a very big book. Therefore, we have to give ourselves acceptance. Acceptance that our worlds are small. Even though we love our children and care for their needs, the sacrifice is our own lives. We need to make room for the emotions that can come from the disappointment of connections cancelling, not going to plan, or not having any in the first place. There have been times I have had no connections. We need to give ourselves patience that this does not feel good, but it is a phase in life and it will pass. We need to prioritize that one or two connections that we do have, if possible, and place them high up on that list. It's okay to have a small world. Most parents or carers do have small worlds, and we all understand the feelings of crippling isolation, loneliness, and the way our own thoughts get stuck in our own heads, moving round and round, with no respite to getting them out of our minds and onto someone else who genuinely understands. That is a true connection. I wish I lived closer to that lady on TikTok that had received the cancellation from her friend so that I could tell her to stop beating herself up for feeling disappointment. So I could tell her I too have been there and it hurts. I too know that this can spiral into further depression or further feelings of loneliness. I also understand the sacrifices and huge effort that needs to be put in place in order to make sure that that meetup happens in the first place. And so that cancellation would make you feel like no matter how much you climb your own mountain, some days you're not ever going to reach the top. I'd like to tell her too that I am also on that mountain with a whole tribe of special needs parents, 10,600 of you to be precise on my TikTok at the moment. We're all on that mountain, just making up our own paths. Some have busier trails and harder trails than others, but we're all here. I guess you could argue that this lady's video resonated with me. Hence the need to do this podcast. I genuinely believe that the emotions, stress, depression, anxiety, sacrifice, connection with the outer world, and many more aspects are completely overlooked by others when looking in on a special needs parent or carer. If you are a friend or family member to a parent or carer with a child with additional needs, then perhaps you too are one of the connections I'm talking about. Perhaps your presence for that half an hour cup of tea is much more than you ever imagined. Perhaps you are more important than you ever considered previously. Perhaps you are the connected smile after a very long week or perhaps few weeks. If you ever feel lonely or isolated, please always reach out at my website, www.sendparentingbalance.com. I am a safe space to feel a sense of connection with. I do understand the emotions behind being a parent or carer to a child with additional mental or physical health needs, due to having three neurospicy children myself, but also my professional background of expertise thrown in for good measure. I hope that you are kind to yourself today. And give yourself the acceptance and emotional space to feel your feelings, no matter how small. Remember, those small things aren't so small to you or I or anyone that has walked the paths that we have. Take care.